I'm joined here in the studio once again by NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. Mara, listening to this, what struck you about the president's speech? What is the line that is most likely to be most quoted?
Well, I think I don't know if which line will be the most quoted. Maybe we will fight this bill with everything we've got for as long as it takes. As you said, there was a lot of militaristic imagery. He laid out what he called his battle plan. He did lay out a pretty clear plan. He said that he's going to set up this escrow fund in a very kind of commanding tone that says, I'm the boss. He said, tomorrow I will meet with the chairman of BP and inform him that he is to set aside whatever resources are required to pay for these claims of people who've been damaged. He also talked about a long-term Gulf restoration plan. And I think that's something that's going to be received very well in the region. This is something that he says BP will pay for, at least most of it. He says they're going to pay for the part that the spill has damaged in the region. But this is about restoring wetlands, possibly rerouting the Mississippi River, which we've heard some talk about. He's appointed Ray Mabus, the Secretary of the Navy, to run this planning process. And then he also talked about the moratorium on deepwater drilling. He acknowledged that it's caused a lot of heartburn for people who depend on the oil industry. And he talked about his commission that's going to look into why this happened and how what safety measures need to be put into place to make sure it never happens again.
Mara,
I would say just the one thing where I didn't hear very much specifics, and I think some environmental analysts, at least professional ones, will be disappointed, is when he talked about the energy bill.
Mara, it seems like he was talking to two audiences, the broader audience throughout America, but specifically the people of the Gulf. And he was trying very hard, it seemed, not to follow the path that President Jimmy Carter took in expressing a certain amount of malaise in a speech after the hostage crisis. Much more hopeful tone, noting that things, that the rough days are ahead, but that he is in control and this is a problem that ultimately will be solved.
And he laid out a plan to solve it. I mean, he's gotten a tremendous amount of complaints from the Gulf about how disorganized, there's no command structure for the cleanup effort. He did talk about in some detail how many members of the National Guard are down there, how many millions of gallons of oil have already been
removed.
A lot of numbers.
Yeah. It's NPR's Mara Liasson. Thank you very much, Mara.
Thank you.